Unit 1, Text A, Internal Medicine and Today's Internist. Questions / pleas of the patient. How can I find a good doctor? How can I find a good doctor whom I can afford? How can I find a good doctor who cares about me as a person? How can I find a good doctor who will take the time to listen and understand? People who need medical care ask these questions throughout the world every day. They ask them because they face a healthcare system that is scientifically complex, organizationally overloaded, and generally not oriented to the patient as a person. When an individual first becomes ill, regardless of the symptoms, he or she needs most someone who seems to say, "I am a good doctor. I charge a reasonable amount for my services. I care about you, the patient, and I will take the time to listen and understand." A prominent teacher physician in a major medical center taught his students to listen to the patient, and he will tell you what is wrong, and he will tell you what he needs. Having found a physician who answers so profoundly to their needs, some patients are extremely grateful, but most are utterly overwhelmed. With the discovery of that relationship, the difference between a superb technician and a true physician really becomes evident to the patient. That physician teacher was a scholarly gentleman with deep scientific insight and an active and stimulating clinical and research practice. Unfortunately, he developed crippling rheumatoid arthritis in the midst of his career. Beyond question, his own disease sensitized him to the complex mix of expectations, needs, fears, and appreciation that patients feel when facing a physical, mental trial while at the same time looking for that perfect physician to help them. Patients flocked to this doctor, not just for his accurate diagnoses, his correct therapies, or even his warmth, but for the intellect he expressed and the sheer joy of living that he extended in every encounter with another human being. He had a Shakespearean grasp of the qualities of being human and an uncommon ability to transmit love and respect for his fellow human beings. He exhibited the ideal all physicians should emulate. Many readers know a physician with these characteristics. All should seek to know one and to develop their own professional persona so that human qualities are not lost to technical acumen.